It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and we're in a new series called The Grace Revolution. I'm sharing on my favorite subject, that is the grace of God. Friend, the message of grace transformed my life. When I moved from the legalism of being under the law, never feeling good enough, never feeling I was able to live up to the standard that the law demanded, and one day I discovered the grace of God, and it changed my life. Today, we're studying from my book, The Grace Revolution, in the fifth chapter, and it's all about grace for transformation, the power to change. Have you ever wondered if people can really change? A lot of people believe that they're too broken, they're too sinful, or just too stuck to change. They've tried and failed, and so they assume that transformation is impossible. But the message of the gospel is this: grace not only forgives, but it transforms. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul said this: "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." See, grace is not just God's kindness toward our failures, but it's His power at work within us to make us new. See, transformation is a work of grace. It's not willpower. A lot of Christians fall into the trap of thinking, if I just try harder, I can change. But the truth is, real transformation is not about self-improvement. It's all about surrendering to the grace of God. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, it explains how grace changes us. This is what it says: "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Notice that it's grace, not rules, not self-discipline, not even religious effort that teaches us to change. See, the problem with self-effort is that it wears us out. We may succeed for a while, but eventually we stumble back into our old habits. But grace is different. Grace works from the inside out. I love that. God's grace has appeared, and it offers salvation to everyone. It teaches us to say no. There's a lot of biblical examples about how grace can transform us. Probably one of the greatest is Simon Peter. He went from fearful to fearless. Peter was impulsive. He was hot-tempered, and he was full of fear. Remember, he's the one that denied Jesus three times, and he was overwhelmed with shame. Yet after receiving the grace of God, Peter was transformed into a bold preacher of the gospel, even willing to die for this faith. What changed? God restored him with grace. After Peter's failure, Jesus didn't condemn him. He reaffirmed his love, and he called Peter to feed his sheep. How about Paul? Paul went from being a persecutor of Christians to becoming a preacher of the gospel of grace. When he was Saul, he murdered Christians for a living. That's what he did. He believed he was serving God by hunting down believers. But grace met him on the road to Damascus, and Jesus didn't strike him down in wrath, but he called him into a purpose. Paul would later write this in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. He said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect." Grace doesn't just forgive our past, friend. It rewrites our future. How about the woman who was caught in the act of adultery in John chapter 8? She was dragged before the religious leaders and in front of Jesus, and the law demanded death. But Jesus responded with grace and truth. Do you remember what he told her? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. See, Jesus didn't just pardon her. He empowered her to live differently. See, grace empowers us to live out our Christian walk. It doesn't just say, stay as you are. It says, you are free. Now live in that freedom. You might be asking today, Keith, how does grace transform us? Well, first of all, grace gives us a new identity. See, the first step of transformation, it's we begin to see ourselves the way God sees us, not as a slave to sin, but as a child of God. Look what Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. He said, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him, we cry, Abba, Father. Friend, it's an amazing thing when you begin to see yourself as a child of God. No longer a slave to sin, but a child of God. Also, not guilty and condemned, but forgiven and free. In Romans 8:1, it tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set us free from the law of sin and death. Grace transforms us. It gives us a new identity. And we also see ourselves the way God sees us. Not powerless, but filled with the Spirit. Look what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. He said, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When we embrace our new identity that we find in Christ, we begin to live differently because of grace. Secondly, grace changes our desires. It not only gives us a new identity, but it changes our desires. A lot of people think grace is a license to sin, so they fear the message of grace. But friend, grace doesn't make us want to sin more. It makes us want to live for God. Philippians 2:13 says this, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. See, grace gives you the power to begin to say no to sin. It transforms our hearts so that obedience becomes a joy and not a burden. Thirdly, grace gives us the power to overcome sin. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 14, God promises us this, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. You see, legalism says, you got to try harder. Grace says, let God change you. When we surrender to grace, God's Spirit breaks down the power of sin that's over our lives. What you couldn't do in your flesh, God does by his grace. And then fourthly, grace gives us the strength to persevere. Oh, how many times do you get weary and you just think, man, I don't have the strength to face one more day? See, transformation doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. But grace gives us the strength to keep going. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, it says this, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. If you feel like you're failing, don't give up. God's grace is at work in you. What are some practical ways to walk in grace for transformation? You say, Keith, what are some practical ways I can put this into action in my own life? Well, number one, surrender daily. Instead of striving, begin each day by surrendering to God's grace. Pray this. Say, Lord, I can't change myself, but I trust you to transform me. Have your way in me today, God. I surrender. And then secondly, meditate on God's promises. Renew your mind with Scripture that reminds you who you are in Christ. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 reminds me that I'm a new creation. And then Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Or how about Romans 8:11? That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. See, you meditate on these promises that tell you who you are in Christ instead of constantly thinking about the failures of the past. Thirdly, you stay connected to God's presence. Transformation happens in relationship with God, not in our own strength. So you spend time in prayer. Worship daily. Put on some good Christian music and listen to it. And let the Holy Spirit guide you. Fourthly, walk in community. Get involved in a good church. Grace is often experienced through other believers. Surround yourself with people who will encourage you, pray, and walk with you. In Proverbs 27 and verse 17, it says this, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Fifthly, extend grace to yourself. And this is a tough one, friend. Sometimes we fail to realize that transformation is a journey. It don't happen overnight. So extend a little grace to yourself, and you're going to stumble. You're going to make mistakes, but grace means you don't have to stay down. In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22 and 23, it reminds us this. It says, His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. You see, friend, each day is a new opportunity for us to grow in the grace of God. I want you to picture a caterpillar slowly crawling along a branch. It's munching on leaves and going about its simple life. It's a very humble creature, limited in its abilities and bound to the ground. Its world is so small, and its future seems predictable and mundane. But one day that caterpillar senses a change coming. It builds a cocoon around itself, and an extraordinary transformation begins. Within that cocoon, hidden from the world, the caterpillar undergoes a miraculous change. And what emerges is no longer a crawling insect, but it's a beautiful, vibrant butterfly, free to soar above the trees and explore new horizons. That transformation is a powerful metaphor for the transforming power of God's grace in our lives. Just like the caterpillar, we may feel limited by our past mistakes and our weaknesses or our circumstances. We feel bound by sin and unable to break free from our old ways. But friend, when we encounter the grace of God, we're given the opportunity to be transformed. Grace isn't just a pardon from our sins. It's the divine power of God that enables us to become new creations. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, when he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new is here. You can pray this prayer. Say, Father, I thank you for your grace that not only forgives me, but transforms me. I surrender my struggles, my weaknesses, and all my efforts to change. Work in me by your Spirit, God. Change my heart, my desires, and my actions, and help me walk in this new identity that you've given me. I trust that you're making me more like Jesus each and every day. Friend, grace is the power to change. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to keep striving. God's grace is already at work in you. Hey, you can get my new book, The Grace Revolution, on Amazon.com. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.